Banditry. The government has assured security for teachers working in banditry hit areas in the North Rift to ensure learning continues uninterrupted. Education Cabinet Secretary, CS, Ezekiel Machogu said the cardinal work of the government is to protect human life and property, adding that every effort shall be made to ensure teachers and learners in the affected areas are protected. Machogu said even though a number of attacks have been reported in Baringo County, the ministry has not closed down any school. His ministry, he said, was working closely with the Ministry of Interior and National Administration secure learning institutions in the affected areas. The Ministry of Interior, in collaboration with county and sub-county education directors, he added, was in the process of assessing the situation to enable the Ministry of Education take measures to bolster education in the affected areas. We are aware that out of fear some of the teachers and learners are not going to school. However, we are working with the Interior Ministry to assess the situation before we declare that we have closed down any affected school, he said. The CS called for calm, saying the ministry was in control of the situation and will issue a comprehensive statement soon once the ongoing assessment is concluded. Speaking at Henry Kosgi Kabukwo Secondary School in Tindaret, Nandi County, during a Thanksgiving ceremony for last year's KCSE results, the CS reiterated the government's commitment to boosting the quality of education in the country, adding that acts of lawlessness out to disrupt learning will not be condoned. The CS was flanked by Tindaret Member of Parliament, MP, Julius Melly, Mgwen MP Josses Lelmenjit, Tindaret Deputy County Commissioner, DCC, Esther Ayugi, among others. Melly, who also chairs the National Assembly Committee on Education, said security of teachers in the bandit-hit areas was a big concern. The committee, the Tindaret MP said, has written to Interior and National Administration Cabinet Secretary, CS, Kitha A. Kindiki, to provide a detailed report on the situation in the affected areas. We are waiting for the Interior CS's report so that the committee can deliberate on it and come up with recommendations, he said.